What up, my friends? Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin Podcast and Radio Show. So thankful to have you guys joining me here on this sunny day in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's finally starting to get nice out. I hope it is nice and warm where you guys are from. But jumping into today's show, it's going to be about good sources of protein, carbs, and fats. And if you guys don't know what those are your macronutrients, what make up your calories. And so I just want to give you guys some good examples of what to do. Basically kind of explain what proteins, carbs, and fats are, what they do to your body, and some good sources of them. And I'll also give some examples of what people think might be some good examples, but they're actually not the best. So jumping right into it, protein. What the heck is protein? Protein, oh, you see the bodybuilding shows, protein, I love protein. You love protein too? And that's all the bodybuilders, they all love protein because it builds our muscle. And so just going digging a little deeper and more scientific with it. Lead protein sources are needed to maintain muscles and to also build muscle mass. We need it for also healthy blood cells and enzymes to keep the immunity strong. When we're doing this, if you guys are trying to gain muscle, most of the time you want to pair this with a carbohydrate. But going back to a previous podcast, you want to have your protein about 1 gram per pound if you are strength training or if you are an endurance athlete. So I want to just give you guys some good sources of protein, and it's really going to be pretty simple. It's going to be meat. Any meat out there is going to be protein. So skinless chicken, skinless turkey, lean pork, lean red meats, lean turkey. I already said skinless turkey, I'm sorry. Tuna, fish, lamb, turkey burgers, and then we get into a little bit of things that aren't meat. So you got your cottage cheese, your eggs, your Greek yogurts, your whey protein, and then like any other kind of like dairy product is going to have some protein in it. That's going to be a good source. But the reason why we're taking off the skin for the chicken, the skin's just going to add fat. And so that's just one way we can take fat out of it. That's probably not the best. It's not horrible fat for us, but there's a lot better options to get our fats from. So on an average meat selection, the 4 ounces, you're probably going to get around anywhere from 15 to 30 grams of protein, depending on how lean the cut is. Chicken is the most well-known for protein just because it's nice and high in protein, and it's also going to be low in your guys' fat. So about 4 ounces would be about 20 grams of protein with only about 2.5 to 4 grams of fat, depending on what cut of chicken breast you're getting and where you're getting it from. So those are some important things to know, just because protein is what does maintain your muscle mass. So if you guys are thinking about dieting down, you do need to keep your protein relatively high, or about that 1 gram, just so you guys aren't losing your muscle, because your body actually wants to go and take that muscle away when you are dieting because it knows you have it. So that's really important to make sure you guys are keeping your protein at least intake decently well, to trying to get it about 1 gram a day if you can. Now moving on to the number one macronutrient that is the most talked about, carbohydrates. And there's so many rumors about carbohydrates, about how they make you fat, how they're so bad about you, you shouldn't have them after 6 p.m. or all these different rumors that just aren't really true about them. What carbohydrates actually are, you have two different ones. You have simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. So simple carbohydrates are going to be your sugar. So this is going to come from your fruit most of the time, like your blueberries, blackberries, grapes, and apples, bananas. That's going to be your simple carbohydrates. But even if you guys aren't looking at the natural way, if you guys are going to grab Skittles or any of those sugary things, that's going to be simple carbohydrates. And then we have complex carbohydrates, which is more usually going to hold the fiber and what we want if you're going to eat a carbohydrate, and that's going to be found in like vegetables. It's also going to be found in rice. People talk about pasta a lot because they like to eat pasta. So those are some different functions of it. So that's your simple and your complex. And so bread is known for being a big carbohydrate. You shouldn't eat bread, you shouldn't eat cereals, and again, you guys shouldn't be limiting yourself, you shouldn't be taking away, but you also shouldn't indulge. So we'll go over this here soon. But carbohydrates are essential for energy, brain function, and hormone function. So that's why when you guys hear that carbohydrates are bad, they're not. They're actually essential, and you need them in your life. But what a lot of people think is the indulgence. If you have too much, that's when carbohydrates get bad. But that's anything. That's protein, that's carbs, and that's fats. So it's not just the carbohydrates, but carbohydrates get the most wrath because that's a majority of things that are on the grocery stores are going to be higher in carbohydrates. So just going over some quick, simple and complex carbohydrate source. We'll start with the simple. So going into just regular fruit. So anything from like blueberries, blackberries, grapes, grapefruits, you know, your kiwi, apple, bananas, apricots, cantaloupe, raisins, peaches, mangoes, and so on. Any fruit that you guys have, that's going to be a good source of your simple carbohydrate. And then also you can look at maybe some jellies. Honey is going to be great. It's going to be just all sugar, but also then syrup, maybe some juices or sports drinks, depending on what you do have. Those are some better sources compared to, you know, just going and eating a bunch of candy. Now, then if we get into more carbohydrate sources, this is going to be more your complex source. So what that is going to be the slower breaking down complex carbohydrates, which is going to be like your sweet potatoes, oatmeal, brown rice, whole wheat bread, whole wheat pasta, quinoa, English muffins that are wheat, whole wheat bagels. You can also even get in some like, you know, wheat thins or baked chips, rice cakes, sources like that. That's going to be your making up most of your complex carbohydrates, but those are your good sources. Again, this is my recommendations on what I think you guys should use your carbohydrates as. And then, of course, always asparagus, green beans, broccoli, spinach, Brussels sprouts, zucchini. The list goes on and on of vegetables. Vegetables are always going to be a good source for you guys. So if you guys can, always add them into your day. And then also you have, you know, kind of your more starchy, but they're going to have their benefits. But like your beans, your corns, your white potatoes, carrots, those are also forms of carbohydrates that I think wouldn't be a bad thing to have into your diet if you guys can fit them. And then going into fats. So fats are known as, you know, fats will make me fat. No. Again, you need them in your life. So most of them should be consumed in your unsaturated sources, which if just breaking it down super simple, that's the healthy fats. And then you get into saturated, which is usually not as healthy. And then you have your trans fat, which is if you fry food, it's going to give you trans fat, which is really bad because you're that doesn't come naturally in nature. But why this is important, you want fat in your life because it's going to protect your vital organs, insulation, backup energy, help transport nutrients through the cell. You're also going to have better hormone and immune function, and it's needed to absorb your fat-soluble vitamins like your vitamin A, D, E, K. So that's why fats are important to keep into your guys' diet. And my favorite source of fat would be peanut butter, natural peanut butter. That's my starting it off, my favorite fat source that I actually eat. It's going to be between that and also like peanuts or almonds or any nut that you guys can have. Also with your eggs, if you guys eat the yolk, that's going to be a great fat source. If you guys don't eat the yolk and you just have the egg white, that's only protein. So that's why eggs go in the good source of protein and fats, because the whites are the protein and the yolk is the fat part. And then also fish oil supplements. You can get sunflower seeds, salmon. Fish is a great source of protein and fats. You're going to have different fish that are going to be leaner and fattier. But again, those are going to have your omega-3 fats in them that you guys want. And then also cheese. So dairy. Dairy is going to have a lot of fat. But what do we want to stay away from, you know, when we talk about carbs and fats? You know, proteins are pretty much, there's not a horrible source. You know, you can do your protein shakes, your protein bars, but you just want to limit it because we really want to focus on real foods. But even in the protein bars, what comes down to is carbohydrates and your fats. You know, what you're going to be looking at is how many carbohydrates are in a bar or how many fat grams are in a bar, and also look at that sugar gram. So that's where things are they healthy? Are they not as healthy? You know, Oreos are known because they're high in sugar and they're high in fat. And that's everything that's actually fast food. You know, if you go to McDonald's, that's why we love it. Our body craves sugar and fat, and they know that, and that's what they make. And that's why McDonald's is so big and those corporations or corporate eat out places are, is because everything's sugar and fat. So our body likes that, but we're trying to stay away from, you know, all the like the sugars with the cereals, because a lot of people think it's a healthy breakfast, but if you look, a 3/4 cup of cereal is going to have 12-13 grams of sugar. Then your milk is going to have another 12 grams. So you're starting off your day if you only eat one serving of cereal with 25, 30 grams of sugar, which again, you need some sugar in your life, but that's to start your day off. So just being smart on where you're going to get your sugar sources from. You know, you don't want to be getting it from your Skittles, your Reese's Pieces, you know, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, all the candy. You want to try to keep it more natural sources. And then even like chips. Chips are just going to be, again, we know they're carbohydrates because of where they come from, but they're also going to be high in fat. And so that's really what it comes down to is, you know, if you're walking through the grocery store, anything in the aisle, you know, majority of the time it's going to be things you don't necessarily need. What I always suggest to people is staying on the outside of the grocery store where you're just going to have your more produce, you're going to have your meat, you're going to have your vegetables and your fruits and everything. So that's what I always suggest when coming to this. You know, just stay away as much as you can from all the processed in the aisles foods, just because that's where we usually get in trouble. But going into, you know, just like why people think carbohydrates are so bad. And it's like I said earlier, it's because they're in almost everything. And then now you hear of the keto diet, which is a low carb diet, and everybody thinking that carbs are the enemy. They're not. And I'm just here to tell you guys, you can eat carbohydrates as long as you guys are getting enough protein and you're getting good amounts of fat. Then you can also have your good carbohydrates. And that's what makes up a good diet for yourself. But just don't overindulge in any one section, because what happens is then we overindulge and then that's when, oh, I've gained weight. Well, it's just because you gained more calories in your day, but it came from one of usually carbs or fats. So that's why they usually get the bad rap. But those are just some good sources of protein, carbs, and fats. I hope you guys can use this next time maybe you go grocery shopping. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to message me at jakemclaughlinfitness.com or also on Instagram at jmfitness. So I'm all over on social media if you guys haven't found me. Also, I'm on Facebook. So would love to connect with you guys, but I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen and really excited about some of the future episodes where I will be getting some other people on here. I know I'm not the best dude to listen to 24/7. You know, I would be pretty good to listen to for like 12/4, right? But we're going to get some other people out here where I'm going to have we have like Ryan. I'm going to get Ryan on here, which he's from England. You know, he's traveled across the world and he's been to living in different places. He was a professional soccer player. And also just how he's starting a business right now. And so he does fitness as well. So there's just, he brings cool elements. And I'm also going to be bringing, like I told you guys on the first episode, more people onto this podcast of like, you know, entrepreneurs or younger successful people. So I just want to give you guys hope. It's not going to be me just talking every single week. I will be getting more guests, you know, just starting up. It's a little tougher at first, but I will get more people on the podcast. So again, appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. I hope you have a great rest of your guys' day and week, and look forward to talking to you guys next time. Make sure you guys do something active and go live the life you guys like. Peace.